Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
So it has arrived. The Mandurah Boat Caravan. Four-wheel driving camping show.
Woohoo.
9 today, 9 tomorrow, 9 o'clock Sunday at Rushton Park, David Gray's Arena, that kind of part of the world.
Yep, heaps there's, happening.
Oh, the displays, the BMX displays, and there's entertainment, and there's so much food.
And all this caravans
well,
and
there's deals. Obviously, there's things that you can check out as well. Mandurah.show is the website. It's got the details, got the tickets info too. Mandurah Volunteer Marine Rescue have their open day tomorrow. Chance for you to enjoy a snag and check out what they do and see if you want to help out.
Awesome.
They're at Breakwater Parade from 10 till 3. Get details at our website, coastlive.com.au. October 22 is International Stuttering Awareness Day. So if you have a story, it's a perfect opportunity to share it today. Yep. And October 22 is also International Caps Lock Day.
Okay.
To remind us that all caps writing isn't considered polite these days. Well, even though it was in 2000 on this day that a software developer in Iowa chose this day to tell everyone that they should press the caps lock key and type only in uppercase letters. It was a bit of a thing.
Okay.
I used to text for years in all uppercase.
Right.
This is back in the Nokia days, you know? Yeah.
Because it was too exhausting to switch between the two. You've got to press too many buttons.
Worry about upper, it was true.
You press like five buttons just to get one letter.
And just to get upper and lowercase and punctuation. Yeah. Just so much easier to go all caps.
Yep.
Anyway, I don't do that anymore. I'm much calmer. I'm much less shouty. So, yes, today's the day. Wind back the caps lock.
Yep.
Now, not everybody sleeps well.
No.
It's not so much of an issue when you do this job. Getting up early pretty much guarantees that, you know, as long as you don't weird yourself out trying to get to sleep, you generally sleep pretty well. But if you live in Hong Kong and you find it hard to get to sleep, right, there's a bus ride for you. It's a 76K, five-hour ride on a regular double-decker bus that's actually meant to appeal to people who fall asleep on long rides. That's the whole purpose of it.
Right, so if you have trouble sleeping but you always fall asleep in the car...
Get on the bus. When they were brainstorming new tours, says a spokesman, I saw a social media post from my friend saying that he was stressed out by his work, couldn't sleep at night, but when he was travelling on a bus, he was able to sleep well. His post inspired us to create this tour that lets passengers just sleep on the bus.
How good.
Where are you going? I'm getting on the boring bus. You coming?
All aboard.
Oh, bring it on. Who wouldn't want to get on board the boring bus? I wish this was a thing when my son was a baby. Because he always fell asleep. He still tends to fall asleep on reasonable car rides. Because then we all could have had some sleep in the early days.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's better to get on the bus than ask your partner, can you drive me around the
park?
No, I need to go
to
sleep.
You've got to take turns.
Can you drive me for an hour so I can sleep?
See, now, especially if on the bus trip they had a few of the old sort of COVID press conferences playing in the background too.
Soothing.
You'd be off quicker than a bra after a long day.
Oh, God. Okay.
Or is that just me?
That's just you, I think.
Oh, look, we haven't really talked about this here with us, but we're into the seventh day now in this search for little Cleo.
Cleo, yeah. Very sad.
I can't imagine what it would be like as the parent.
No.
It would just be...
No, you couldn't.
I just don't even know. I just, you know, it would be horrible.
Horrible. Exactly that. How bad it is.
To make up a word to try and describe it. But look, you've no doubt heard $1 million on offer.
If you have seen anything or know anything at all.
Well, this is anything that leads to her location. It's now gone national, obviously, too. Yeah. They're openly talking about the idea of abductions and stuff. So, if you know, anyone can help out. As they wind down the search around the campsite near Carnarvon, a reminder that Crime Stoppers is the number to call if you can. It's 1-800-333-000. Like I say, I don't need, you know, anything. Just dragging on like this would be... just so exhausting, apart from anything else, you know?
Even, you know, just something, even if you don't think that it meant anything, you just saw a child with someone that didn't quite look right, you know? I don't even know, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything.
Exactly. Okay. So 1-800-333-000. And, okay, just for something completely different, you know, there's zero alcohol liquor stores now.
Whole stores.
Not only like big section of the supermarket, but there's, you know, at least a couple floating around here.
Is there that much demand for
apparently,
a whole shop?
Well, I don't know, but apparently. there's meat-free Whoppers, right? And now Leaderville is home to Australia's only vegan fish and chip shop.
So what are they selling?
Nothing Fishy, it's called. By the way, I like the name.
Yeah, that's good.
All the classics, fisherman's baskets, burgers, chips, all of that kind of stuff. Just products made from plant protein, soy and konjac. No actual meat involved. And they make their own vegan feta, tartare and mayonnaise. So, I mean, okay. Nice option. I would be curious.
Wait, what? They use feta?
Vegan feta. Their own vegan feta. I have no idea what's in that.
No, that's my only problem with these things that try and be meat, that often you look at how they've done it and it's so processed.
Well, yeah, it's not about being...
To be able to make it. It's not really that healthy in the end.
It's not about being healthier. It's about not eating meat.
Not eating meat, okay. Yeah.
So, look, if, you know, I'd love to try because I'd like to know how close it is. I was amazed at the Rebel Whopper.
Yeah.
You know, yes, you can pick the difference, but it's pretty good.
Pretty close,
It really is pretty good. But so, yeah, I don't know. It's it certainly opens up options for meals if you're vegan. Good to know. I think just out of curiosity, if you're floating around Leadable,
test it. Let us know.
Why not? See how much their crab sticks are. I mean, they never meet any crab sticks in the first place.
I was going to say, people that are eating crab sticks aren't concerned with how healthy they are. So go for it.
And you know, not hurting any animals as far as I can tell. So tick tick tick.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news sourced from ancient mountain springs, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Netflix has released a trailer for the highly anticipated new flick Red Notice, starring Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's about the world of international crime, where an Interpol agent attempts to hunt down and capture the world's most wanted art thief. Here's the trailer.
Hi, guys. How'd you find me?
You stole William Strang's Lady with the Red Hat from the Tate.
You can't prove that was me. I got that on Etsy.
I want you to help me catch the most wanted art thief in the world. The Bishop.
Hello, boys. It's so nice to finally meet you in person.
She set me up.
Framed me.
A few clever keystrokes and poof. Bye-bye, Agent John Hartley.
She's gonna steal Cleopatra's eggs. They're priceless.
If we catch her together, I can clear my name.
And I'll help you become the number one thief in the world again.
Lift with your neck. Even if I did partner up with you, you still only have one brain.
It actually looks really good.
It does. Anything with Ryan Reynolds is great. And obviously Dwayne.
The Rock.
Yeah. Johnson, Gal Gadot. It's all amazing. Red Notice is out on Netflix from the 3rd of November. A new trailer has also been released for the upcoming Will Smith flick, King Richard. Now, this is about tennis stars Serena and Venus Williams' dad, Richard Williams. The trailer also features a brand spanking new Beyonce song. That's right. It's called Be Alive. Here's the trailer.
Venus and Serena gonna shake up this world.
I gotta be miles on me.
Throw it to the sky. Yeah, that's it. There you go.
They're not gonna win with them like this.
Not with you and me on those raggedy courts.
We just got to stick to the plan. We got champions in the other room.
You taught them all this?
Richard, I'm impressed. I think you might just have the next Michael Jordan.
Oh, no, brother man. I got me the next two.
It looks
like
so
it.
Good. King Richard is in cinemas on the 13th of January. And Danny DeVito is the latest actor to join the cast of Disney's new live-action Haunted Mansion movie. It also stars Tiffany Haddish, Owen Wilson and Rosario Dawson. DeVito will play a smug professor in the story, apparently. Only plot details we know so far is that it will follow a mother and her son who come across a mansion that is more than it seems. While being orbited by various characters key to undressing the spooky mystery.
Goodness, that's an interesting description.
It is, isn't it?
I'd like to be orbited by characters undressing. Oh, hang on.
Undressing?
I'm not sure. Anyway.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.